Good morning, everybody. This week is Parshas Chukas. Take a little look at the topic of the copper snake which Moshe Rabbeinu formed. We learned this week's Parsha, and there was an episode of Am Yisrael being bitten by snakes that were prevalent in the Midbar. But Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to make a copper snake, and some miracle occurs. He puts it on a pole. Am Yisrael look at the form of this snake, and they're miraculously healed. So what we're going to look at is not the actual episode itself, but what happened? What happened to this snake afterwards? Where did it go? Where is it today? What happened to it? The Gemara tells us that there was a king in Am Yisrael many years later called Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, says the Gemara, there were six particular things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Three of them he did and the Chachomim were happy with him, and three things he did that the Chachomim were unhappy. And one of the three things which the Gemara lists with which the Chachomim were happy, they agreed, Chodulah, the Gemara says, well, lists three things, and amongst them, one of them, Kitei Nechash Nechoshes. He took this copper snake, which seems to have been around at all then, in other words, it came with Am Yisrael from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael, and they kept it and preserved it until this door, many doors later, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech took it and ground it up and destroyed it. Kitei Nechash Nechoshes, he ground it into dust and he destroyed it. And the Chachamim agreed, the Chachamim were happy with this move, they were happy with this step. And why did he destroy it? So the reason is Mufurish in the Pasuk. We'll take a look in the Pasukim in Malachim, where it discusses the things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. We'll see that Chizkiyahu HaMelech waged a crusade against the Avodah Zarah, which was prevalent at that time. He got rid of all the Avodah Zarah that was still left, which the kings before him also did this, but whatever was left since then, he got rid of it. And the pasuk lists openly, he ground up this copper snake. Ki ad hayomim hahema, until those days, hoyu b'nei Yisrael mekatrim loy. There were, b'nei Yisrael were offering to it. Offerings became a sort of Avodah Zarah, so he got rid of it. Okay, makes sense. Became an Avodah Zarah, so he got rid of it. Question is, what's this statement that Chazal made? The Chachomim hoyu loy. The Chachomim agreed. Now, if it needs to tell us that the Chachomim agreed, it seems like there was obviously some mockum for discussion. There could have been a reason to think maybe you shouldn't. And the Gemara is Mechadish Dasa, no, it was the correct thing to do. And the Chachomim agreed. Now, if it became an Avodah Zarah, it should be absolutely patently clear that Avodah Zarah you destroy. So why does it need to tell us that the Chachomim agreed? Chachomim hoyu loy. Of course, the Chachomim agreed. If it's Avodah Zarah, you destroy Avodah Zarah.
And the question is, when it comes to the Kuf Nefesh, maybe that trumps Avodah Zarah. If that's going to save somebody's life, maybe you can use this thing to bring its healing powers again to save his life. And maybe even though it's been worshipped Avodah Zarah, maybe you are only because it's going to save somebody's life.
Okay, well, interesting. But Lamaisa, interesting idea, but Lamaisa, we don't. Right, there's three things that you can't do even to save a life. And one of them is Avodah Zarah.
Yeah. I think there's two things right now fighting each other.
Yeah, so what are the three things?
Two things that this snake reminds us about something.
Right.
Remind us, but actually we're looking up.
Yeah.
We're looking to call it Baruch. It is what I hear
right.
This message.
Yeah.
From another point of view, people start misusing.
Oh.
It never was Avodah Zarah in the first
place. Right, Avodah Zarah to start, for sure.
It never became Avodah Zarah, because if you start to drive in this chair, you need to say, psychiatric health. It's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. But, because people say that we need to die, is it? Okay?
Right.
Right now, it became dangerous. And dangerous by nature, that right now they see in something. They see in something.
Right, okay.
Something to which called Hashem Torah.
Right, like another power.
From, yeah, it has against two forces. One makes the clothes Hashem, oh. Another puts it further. And right now they understood that unfortunately, by continuing these rituals will be.
Okay, yes. So the Chacham Sofer almost says it in a slightly different context. He puts it in the context of the Rambam. The Rambam, on this week's parasha, has a very interesting idea when discussing his Nachash. And he says, it's worth reading through part of his Lashon, I'm putting it on the sheet. Ba'anira be'enai v'soid ha'dova hazeh, ki hu midarki ha'toyra, shekol ma'asel, neis v'toich meis. So we'll often find that the Torah comes with a neis within a neis, like a double neis. Tosir ha'nezek b'mazik. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the nezek, the damage, the mazik, with the thing which itself causes damage. U'terafi ha'choyle b'mazik. And will make a choyle better with something which in our eyes, b'derech ha'teva, that should be the thing which causes the illness. V'yodua midarki ha'refuah. Now says the Rambam, you should know, anybody who knows a little bit about medicine, shekol meshuchei ba'al ha'eres, somebody who is bitten by a poisonous creature, his saknu will be endangered by seeing it again. Seeing somebody bitten by a poisonous snake, looking again at a poisonous snake is not a great idea, says the Rambam. Oyber oisom the Muslim, or even by just seeing its form, atki meshuchei ha'kelef ha'shoite, to the extent, says the Rambam, that somebody who is bitten by a mad dog, the chen sha'ar behemus ha'shoites, or some other wild animal, im yabitu b'mayin yiroel ha'mshem b'vayis ha'kelev ha'mazik yomusu, if they look into water and see there the reflection of this animal, that itself puts them in danger of yomusu. So says the Rambam, v'deres ha'teva, somebody who is bitten by a snake, for him to see and pay attention and be misboiling in the form of a snake, but there is a tema, that is the worst thing he could do to himself.
It is, in fact, it's not the same at all. In the case of not looking at the dog, it's just as a dog would be, not some other dog, not
a dog. No, even another dog, he's saying, even just a reflection of the dog.
Yeah, but it's the same dog. It's that dog.
I don't think Dabke means the same dog.
Oh.
I don't think he doesn't mean that, I don't think.
Understood that he could go look at the thing and just pick it, okay?
No, I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying, even when they see the form of such a creature, uh-huh. They duck at the same well. You see, he carries on in a second, and the next time, like halfway through, the chen yishmu oisam haloitim mehaskid its name shem haloishet, says the Rambam, the doctors will even advise not to mention the name of that creature. Shlo yishmu oisam klal. Etc., etc. And we'll jump to the last line. V'tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe l'asas lehem demus tzarf. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to make such a creature, a form of a snake, to show us who are made it open, despite the fact that this is what killed them, lo higiyom ki Hashem made it to Mechai. This is a way of indicating that really it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings the Nakhon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brings the refuah. Good for to use something that for Derech HaTeva doesn't work in a way of highlighting that in fact there is no Derech HaTeva and it is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right.
Is
that
the difference?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's not much
English. Okay, so
right. So it's the same thing, yeah. It's got in it.
What is it? Yes, it's Keteris.
Oh, like the fire with the Keteris. It's got in it. It also killed the people of Keteris. And it also had in it to save the rest of Amisro from the Magifa, yeah.
They probably chose the snake because the snake is very poisonous. Just a small bite.
Right.
Yes, so right now, why it's so important? Because you and I are saying this whole time with snake. That if it will be not snake, but dog, maybe you'll be okay.
So it highlights
snake, maybe it is snake. Hashem said, no, it's not snake at all.
Right, it highlights that everything is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Says the Chacham Sofer, let's take this a stage further. Says the Chacham Sofer, this snake, this copper snake, this actual image of the snake in which I've been formed and they still had through those voters until the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Says the Chacham Sofer, on the one hand, for some people, it was a great chizuk in emuna. You looked at the snake, you remembered this story, you remembered this parasha, and you came home with this lesson. Because the Baruch Hu is in charge, he runs the world, the Derech HaTeva is just a cover. That's all. The person came home with this chizuk in emuna, he saw the snake, and he remembered. But there were some people who fell to a mixture, and they fell to thinking there's other powers.
It is saved.
Right.
It's power saved.
Right.
What have you been talking about?
So there could have been an argument to say. Right. Exactly. So there could have been an argument to say, like it says in the Pasuk, Darkei Hashem Yisharim, Tzadikim Yelchubom, Upoishim Yekoshinubom. It's not our problem that some people start doing stupid things. There's a take here which is very good, it's a tremendous lesson in Emunah for the people who want to take the lesson. And the other people, too bad to them. It could have been an argument to say that, and that could have been the svara to keep the snake, to keep the snake and not to grind it up. Nevertheless, Hizkiyahu HaMelech came to the conclusion that the concern of the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah is greater, or the concern that we have to take into account, we can't just carry on this way, and the Chazon Uwa Moy. That's the Kiddush which lies in the back of the Chazon Uwa Moy.
Yeah, especially when you try to start to fight Avodah Zarah, you cannot clean your house and leave a water piece of jar.
Right. Even if it's got,
it is not clean house anymore.
Right. And even if you've got a good kavana and so on and so forth, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Let's continue and look at this from a bit of a different angle.
Okay.
So that's slightly more halachic angle. Lamaisa, there's also a halacha. It's a halachic obligation to destroy our Avodah Zarah. It's not just, you know, a sensible thing to do, that people shouldn't come to a mishnah and so forth. There's an obligation to destroy our Avodah Zarah. If you've got an item that's been served and has the halachic classification of an Avodah Zarah, it's a mitzvah to destroy it.
I don't think there's a halachic.
Oh, so let's have a little look at that. Did it not actually have the halachic classification of an Avodah Zarah? Because again,
even we cannot define.
Right, although we don't really have the depth of Avodah Zarah like they have.
One example is very clear. We absolutely forbidden to make any in our mind images of Kodesh.
Right.
It's forbidden. But it's happening with the rule. But every time you look and they hear, immediately it's triggered image, destroy this stuff.
Right.
Destroy this stuff. That is how it works.
Right.
If it's triggered, for you imagine Kodesh Baruch Hu, this stuff.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's not enough. Even if it's not
enough. Yeah, okay. So, also putting this in the context of it seems like it was a chiddush that the Chachamim were moyer, as we said. So, although we're given an argument why it could have been good to leave it, but if there was a halacha that it needs to be destroyed, the Chareish should be part of it. It needs to be destroyed. What was the room for discussion? And we'll look at some other makaris which also indicate that maybe it wasn't such an obligation to destroy it. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, also discussing this episode of Hizkiyahu HaMelech destroying this Avodah Zarah, and he asks, and he says, there were kings before Hizkiyahu who destroyed Avodah Zarah. There was Othel, there was Yehoshaphat, other kings who were tzaddikim, who also waged a crusade to destroy all the Avodah Zarah. He says, could it be that they went round and got rid of every Avodah Zarah, and they left this, and then Hizkiyahu HaMelech came and got rid of it? Says the Gemara something very quite cryptic and difficult to understand. Says the Gemara, ever, mocking the Nichol Loya voice of Lehis Gadar Loya. Yeah, they went around and they destroyed all the Avodah Zarah, but they left this sort of the Hizkiyahu HaMelech should have something to do, so to speak. They left him something to get busy with. So ask the Marashah, what do you mean they left him something? You know, if it's an absolute obligation to destroy this Avodah Zarah, then you can't just go leaving things just because you'd like your offspring also to have some mitzvahs to do. You can't go leaving it for them to destroy it. Okay, what's your thought?
The useful policy to destroy this object is only one goal, not main goal.
Right.
And let this dash is this. Most important that you involve destroying. This was very important. Mm-hmm. You involved in destroying.
So that was enough. They were already destroyed many of
this. You involved in destroying this, that means you grow.
Okay, but if it was actually a halachic cue to get rid of it, then it's still difficult. So Marsha says maybe the Gemara just means not that they did this with intent, but intentionally they left it and so that he should have something to get busy with. That worked out, they didn't know about it, didn't notice it, they forgot from that Kodesh Baruch and sort of arranged it so that his girl should also have something.
Okay,
yes, that's right, the Gemara says, yeah. So maybe, says the Maharaj, but he sort of leaves it a little bit open. Sorry to you. Likewise, Tosfos asks the Kasha that the Gemara elsewhere discusses A similar question regarding other Avodah Zorahs that were around. They were asked about some other Avodah Zorah. How did it come about that earlier kings didn't destroy it? It was left for a later king to destroy it. Did that happen? The Gemara asked. And the Gemara comes to a different text. Asked places. Well, what, if it's a good text to say, well, they just left it for the later Zorahs to have something to do, then why doesn't the Gemara give that same text regarding the other Avodah Zorahs? Well, Avodah Zorahs are the wives of Shalom. That's made. What, why doesn't the Gemara say the same text on that? So all these different questions all indicate that despite the fact that people were serving this Avodah Zarah, this Nachash, maybe it wasn't a 100%, for some reason it wasn't a halachic. It wouldn't actually become a halachic to be classified as Avodah Zarah to actually have the halachic obligation to destroy it. Now why could that be? So I saw a very Torah, in these studios it's not explained, but somebody suggests you should take a look in the studio in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara discusses how Avodah Zarah should be destroyed. And there's a machlokes there between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. Rabbi Yossi says the correct action is to take it, grind it up, and spread its dust to the wind of the sea, and spread its dust around. And the Chacham says, we don't like that idea. We don't like that way of destroying Avodah Zarah. Because if you do that, eventually it sort of combines with the dust of the earth, maybe adds nutrients and soil to the dust, and eventually people are still benefiting from this Avodah Zarah. So the Chacham doesn't like that. And there's a discussion in the Gemara with various proofs. What is the right way to get rid of Avodah Zarah? And then the Gemara comes to this Mechash Nefeshes.
Why didn't they say put it in the Yama Mela or something
like
to do with...
Right, well that's what the Chacham is saying. The Chacham is that's what you should do. If you see, maybe there's like another type that grinding it up is like... is better. You completely destroy it. But they say no, because it becomes part of the earth. So says the Gemara, one of the proofs, if I go to a discussion, it's not from Yossi, I'll bring you a proof from this Nechash Nefeshes, before it's in the pot. Again, when the Shishi Omelech threw, he took the Nechash Nefeshes and he ground it up. So you see that grinding up is a perfectly acceptable manner of destroying Avodah Zarah.
I think it's amazing the snake is Avodah
Zarah. Oh.
But maybe the snake is not
Avodah Zarah,
like you
say. Oh. Yeah. So say the Gemara, say the Chacham back, but that there's no proof from it. Because that snake, although it says that they served it, it wasn't actually halachic status of Avodah Zarah. It says the Gemara why. Omer lo nishob raya, hare roi man, the Pasuk says in this week's parashah, Vayom HaShem Moshe, asay lecha tzarav. Make for yourself a snake. What do you mean make for yourself, says the Gemara? Mishal chah, who pays for it? Who pays for this snake? Who paid the bill? Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu paid. It wasn't belong to two. It wasn't belong to Am Yisrael collectively. It belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was his private property. The same as Am Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu paid the bill. It's not the Gemara, there's a klal. Ein Adam Moshe, Dov Hashem Eni Shalom. You cannot make a halachic status of something being forbidden on Dov Hashem Eni Shalom, on something that's not yours. So even if eventually this snake found its way to museum and Am Yisrael, some people saw it and served it. It didn't belong to them. Belonged to private property of Moshe Rabbeinu and Mishpachtoi. So it says the Gemara that the people who served it, they might have served it, but they couldn't give it actual halachic status of an Avodah Zarah item. That can only be done by the owner. And such says the Gemara, it was correct to destroy it because it didn't have, people shouldn't come to the Mishnah. But it didn't actually have the halachic status of Avodah Zarah. For that reason, there's no proof. Say that one is the exact way of how true Avodah Zarah should be destroyed. But then it also answers all of our other questions, all these indications that it wasn't an absolute chiyuv to destroy it, and how Chizkiyahu could read it, how they could read it, believe the Torah, and so on. Because it wasn't an actual halachic chiyuv to destroy it, so in Mela there was certain leeway.
Well, then Chizkiyahu had to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu's property, belongs to his Yehoshua.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, it's very, very questionable about
it. It's not like the words
of the
Torah. It's not like the words of the Torah.
So, if you say that, it brings to an interesting discussion. This cloud ain't on the least of double chain of Shalom, which the Gemara says. It doesn't belong to them, but it doesn't belong to anybody else either. It's Hefka. Can you utter it? Or no? In order to utter it, it's not really the problem belongs to somebody else, it doesn't belong to you. So we could say what you're saying, maybe. In other words, you can't after something that's not yours. It needs to be yours. So Mela, maybe Kaka, they had sort of Yibis Yashmit, and it was Kaka. They weren't interested anymore. But he still can't ask it.
It's very difficult to say that it belonged to Moshe Rabbeinu in the first place.
Why?
Moshe says it. Because everything what we use for any use in the community, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Always said I didn't take a penny from anybody. All of a sudden he said it is check, use stuff.
Yeah, but you've got a case there for the word Lachal. You can't. He started saying Lachal all over the place. Lachal. They said you have to understand why the apostle said Lachal. Because in Moshe has always been commanded by Hashem, but he very seldom says Lachal. Lachal is a child. He made this for you. So also
for you. What means that it's his?
Because that's what I said before, you don't necessarily.
Well, Lechai means that you, when he says Lechai, means he benefited from it too. He needed to be out of
hand. It wasn't really his benefit, right? Well, what was it, his benefit? That wasn't his benefit. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't threatened by these things.
Do you remember the pastor sent Maradon to Lechai?
Shach Lechai.
And that his mom, right?
Lechai Lechai, so.
Great.
Right, I know.
So when Hashem said to Lechai, he went up, where's the benefit for you?
He just proved why the whole thing is you.
Right, so over there wasn't a money issue. Yeah. Over here, it's something we need to pay for. And of course, there's a similar thing on those chatzotzes. Remember the chatzotzes?
One reason whoever said, for me, it's very difficult to not say, no, I don't have problems. But this is very nice solution to some problems which you saw.
Right. I don't have difficulty so much. I'm saying things which are for the table, so. All the other things, civil baseball, and they have control of what must happen.
I don't think it's impossible.
Right.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, let's go on not to Moshe Rabbeinu
right now. Okay. So, how's the market? You're doing a market now?
Yeah, very good.
Very difficult.
Very.